Welcome back to WSHIT. With the arrival of fall, WSHIT is so excited to bring back its annual Wedding Expo. This show focuses on all the wonderful vendors available here in Crabapple to use when exchanging your nuptials. Now we'd like to focus our attention on little Drappy Anderson. Drappy Anderson is, of course, a wedding singer, locally known for his increasingly interesting renditions of popular songs. He's willing to sing at your wedding for the low, low price of $50. He would like a plate of food. Additionally, let's listen to Drappy's interpretation of this classic song by Madonna.
I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through it. Didn't know how lost I was until I found you. I was bent and complain. I've been had, I was sad, blue, but you made me feel. Yeah, you made me feel shiny and new, like a virgin, like a virgin.
You've got to admire little Drappy's perseverance and creativity. Drappy wanted me to pass along that he's also available for bar mitzvahs and quinceañeros. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hello, Brian, Chrissy. Want to say thank you, make me laugh so much with your show. I listen for your show from very beginning time. Please keep making episode. Love to listen. Best to you.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
He fell in love with some 19-year-old Filipino. That was never going to work out. She didn't even speak any lick of English. She doesn't speak a lick of Filipino, right?
Right.
Now he comes back to America. He's extraordinarily famous because of this Single Life show, this 90 Day Fiancé show. And he can't for the life... Extraordinarily famous, in my mind. I wish I was 90 Day Fiancé famous. I wish. Who is the smartass who sent us in a question? You guys should talk about 90 Day Fiancé. Fuck you, man. I promised that when I finally got a hold of any 33P material, the band that I was a singer in when I was 15 and 16 years old, or any Chopper Johnson material. 33 Willie or Chopper Johnson material. That we've been talking about since this show started.
Yeah, pretty much.
That I would play it here on air. As comeuppance. As fair game. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, as they say.
Yes,
it was only right that I play... If I'm going to make fun of everybody else, it's only right that we make fun of me.
True.
Right?
True.
Okay. So the day
it has
come.
Surfaced?
The day has come. I'm Life Music Collection presents the best of 33P. Enjoy all the old classics like Sunny Side Up and Slide.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, I represent The Commercial Break! Good afternoon, or whatever time it is when you're listening to this.
Yes.
I'm Brian. This is Kristen Hoadley, and
happy holidays!
Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thank you for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break. I am headlong into a bad addiction. I've fallen off of the wagon.
Oh, do
I am no longer a teetotaling TLC reality show watcher.
Oh.
I've found myself dripped, steeped deep in the land of scripted dramatic television.
From the 80s.
From the 80s. On free air TV. I get through my Roku.
Yeah.
Also known as the 21 Jump Street channel.
There's a whole channel.
There's a whole channel. It's a whole thing. They're dedicated to nothing but the first four seasons of 21 Jump Street.
And what happens when they play all of them? They just repeat it?
That takes days. They're unlike here in the year 2021, fast forward to the future, when Johnny Depp is old and wine-soaked.
Yeah.
Can't get a job to save his life, right?
Yeah.
They actually make like 42 episodes a season. back then.
Oh, right.
Now they make five.
That's
and
right.
they call it a season, right?
I remember when I was watching Melrose Place, I saw the same thing. I'm like, dang, there's 25 episodes in one season?
Check out a season of The Love Boat. It's like 69 episodes of The Love Boat in a season. And they had like 32 seasons. It's like 312 shows. Yeah. There were five seasons of 21 Jump Street. I've now gone through the entire Wikipedia page just to make sure that we understand what we're working with, how addicted I really am.
Yeah.
There are five seasons and 127 episodes in those five seasons.
Okay.
So there's a lot. I mean, it's like 25 episodes per season. That's a lot.
Right.
You watch an episode. You watch a season of Better Call Saul. It's like 2.5 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's it. And then you're done. You got to wait another 3 years to watch Better Call Saul.
Mm-hmm.
But 21 Jump Street just goes on and on forever. So it just plays 24 hours a day. So I'm catching it like kind of randomly on the television. I'll catch one episode of season one and two episodes of season two.
Okay.
I'm mixing it up. Yeah. I'm just mixing it up. Horrible storylines. I was watching one where
Sure you don't need to know the backstory anyways.
You don't need to know.
It's just a brand new episode every time.
This is... So here... I don't know if you know this, but there were three big television networks that pretty much controlled all of TV for the longest time until cable came along, and then came the fourth network in 1986 known as Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So now there are three big, they call them four big networks. That's Fox, ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Yes.
And this was the first bona fide hit for Fox.
Okay.
It beat out a lot of the other things that were running at the same time. Played on Sunday nights, prime time, 8 to 9 p.m. when it first came out for the first three seasons. And Johnny Depp absolutely fucking hated the show. He hated being an idol. He hated being on, Teen Magazine.
Too cool for fucking school,
this guy. Yeah.
Literally.
But I guess the money kept him coming back because that show is atrocious. I mean, the storylines are fucking ridiculous. There's not a black person to be found in the entirety of the show, except for the captain on season two, and then Holly Robinson.
Okay.
And every other black person is just a caricature of, bad stereotypes all around.
Yes.
But let me give you an example of a couple of the plots that go on 21 Jump Street. Recently, I watched an episode where Johnny Depp is sent in to take down a teacher who is teaching creationism instead of evolution. Like, because that's a thing that the police do.
Right,
they're like, you're under arrest for teaching the Bible. I guess the 80s was a different time.
Yeah.
There's another one where a guy is recruiting models from the local high school, but they actually turn into porn stars.
Right.
Now, I could see how that would be problematic. You just really want to take care of that.
Yeah.
There is the Holly Robinson is set in to fall in love with the world's biggest weed dealer. He's dealing 40 tons of weed a week, and we got to stop him, but Holly falls in love. What to do?
And is she part of the crew, the undercover crew?
Oh, yeah. She's part of the undercover crew. Then there's Joey DeLuza, who plays in seasons 1, 2, and 3, he plays Robert somebody.
Okay.
But then in seasons 4 and 5, his name changes and he plays a different character altogether. What the fuck? And the bad guys, just they recycle him. Like there's a character actor who plays a bad guy in season 1.
Uh-huh.
He comes back and plays a different bad guy in season number 2. It's brilliant. It's just
that's so bad.
It's funny. Yes. I love it. I'm deep into it. I can't stop watching it. What do I do? Somebody help me. I should get back to Big Ed on 90 Day Fiancé. That's what I should do. Which I watched the other day, by the way.
Really?
So 90 Day Fiancé now has a show called 90 Day The Single Life.
Oh.
All these people whose relationships didn't work out, they put them on a show called 90 Day Fiancé The Single Life.
The Single Life.
So it's basically like if you got rejected or you just had shit luck on the first version of your season, then they follow you around as you're a loser single trying to make it out there in the world. And Big Ed, remember I talked about Big Ed?
Yes.
Remember Big Ed with the big neck? Yeah,
yes.
Poor little guy. I mean, just poor, poor little guy. I used to think he's funny, and now I just think he's really just a sad character who I feel for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to give Ed a hug. He falls in love with yet another 28-year-old waitress around his town, right? And he asks her out on a date. She says yes, obviously because the TV cameras are with her. She seems like a nice girl, but why else are you going out with Ed when you're 28 years old? The guy's 57 years old.
Yeah.
You have no interest in a 3'2" guy his neck is as wide as he is tall. I mean, if you sit him down sideways, his neck goes higher than he does. I mean, that's just the reality. And the poor guy.
Is it because he's working out?
No, it's because he has some kind of like a birth defect, right? And it just happened that way. It's like his neck, his shoulders and his chin merged together. And he's like this. It's just bad. You know, he walks like this. We've seen people like this, right? Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm not making fun. I can only imagine how difficult life must have been. But he seems to have weathered it pretty well. He's got a great sense of humor. He's not afraid to talk about his big neck, right? Big Ed and the big small Ed and the big neck or whatever he calls himself. But last night I'm watching just like, I only have 15 minutes in between 21 Jump Street to watch 90 Day the Single Life. Quick.
Let me find.
I got to scroll through to the good parts, TLC. Which is Ed, basically, right?
Okay, right.
So Ed's on date number 3. He's talking to this girl and he's like, you know, he really wants to find out if he's in the friend zone because they're on date number 3 and he can't tell whether or not she likes her. The rest of us watching clearly understand that this girl has no romantic interest in him. What's really going on here is A, she wants to be on television.
Uh-huh.
B, she needs a friend very badly, or C, a combination of the both, right? But she's not going to be romantically involved with Ed. We already know this from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She's a cute 28-year-old waitress who, by the way, has been married and divorced twice at the age of 28 years old.
Oh, wow.
Okay? All right. Okay. So just, I mean, I'm not making assumptions. I'm just saying I'm a divorcee, too. I'm not saying we're all, you know, filled with baggage. We're just mostly filled with baggage. So, so date number 3, Ed decides he's going to bring this girl back to his house to meet his mother.
Okay.
Which is a horrible idea on date number 3. Yeah. Under no circumstances should you bring your date back to meet your mother on date number 3.
No.
There's no reason to do this. None. Zero.
Yeah.
But he does. And he sets them. He's cooking in the kitchen. Mom's out on the patio with a drink. And he says, listen, I'd love to sit here. And the girl, I don't know what her name is. Let's call her Andrea. Andrea comes in and says, you know, oh, hey, you know, the welcomes. I'd love to talk to you, he says. But I want to make sure I'm cooking a really good special meal for you, and I can't do both. You're too distracting. You're too beautiful. Right?
Okay.
He's laying it on thick. And he's like, I want you to go and talk to mom. So he's setting them up for a little conversation.
Okay.
Because he wants mom's approval, and he wants to make sure she like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So they go out
still
there.
A little awkward.
Way awkward.
Yeah.
The whole situation is just totally fucked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the girl and the mom are talking, and the mom starts digging in, and it's clear she's not ready for any relationship. She just got divorced. She has a kid. Like, I don't want anything. You know, I'm just whatever it is.
Having fun.
If it's friends, it's friends. If it's more, it's more. But right now, I'm not looking for anything special. At the end of the night, when Ed and this girl are alone, they have the same conversation where she says the same thing to him. I'm not ready for anything. Let's just take it slow. Let's be friends. I love the way that we're communicating right now. I like that you check in on me and all that stuff. But I am not ready for anything romantic. That's what she says to him. He's walking her to the car. She goes to give him a hug, and he grabs her head to kiss her.
Oh.
And she puts her head down.
Oh, no.
And he ends up kissing, like, her eyeball.
Oh, God.
Right? And this is her response. Forehead. No. No, you can't do that. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, it's so cringeworthy.
Cringing.
She said, no, you can't do that. And she walks out the door.
Oh.
Ed is then sitting there left with a bottle of vodka, crying to himself.
Oh, no.
That when I'm giving up hope that I'm supposed to be with anybody. And when there's nobody to have, there's nothing left in life.
Oh.
He's crying. So now I'm crying. So now everybody's crying, right? We're all crying for Ed. Meanwhile, the cut to the girl that's outside her car. The producers are like getting this extra feedback, right?
Yeah.
They're like, did you expect that? And she's like, no, I thought we were on the same page. I told him, right?
Yeah.
Now she starts crying because she's upset
she
that she made him feel bad, right? So she goes back in the door. Like a wonderful young lady, a wonderful human, actually, goes back in the door and sits down with him. He's crying, she's crying, and she says, listen, I'm more worried about how you feel than I'm worried about what just happened. Yeah. I want to make sure you're okay. But I thought I made it clear. I thought we were on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Ed can't catch a fucking break, is how I initially reacted to this. I'm like, Ed can't catch a fucking break. The guy can't get a girl to save his life. He fell in love with some 19-year-old Filipino. That was never going to work out. She didn't even speak any lick of English. She doesn't speak a lick of Filipino, right?
Right.
Now he comes back to America. He's extraordinarily famous because of this Single Life show, this 90 Day Fiancé show. And he can't for the life. Extraordinarily famous in my mind. I wish I was 90 Day Fiancé famous. I wish. Who is the smartass who sent us in a question? You guys should talk about 90 Day Fiancé. Fuck you, man. So now Ed decides that I'm going to use all of this free publicity for myself. Yeah. I'm going to use it to hit on the local bartender who's 28 fucking years old.
Oh, yeah, why not?
So at first I think, poor Ed. But then I think to myself, Ed, There's someone out there for you. It's just not the 28-year-old hot fucking bartender at your local fucking watering hole. Right. That's not where you're going to find a girlfriend, Ed. You're 57 years old. I have friends that are in this position. This is what they do. They're a 4. They're looking for a 12. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Right. They're looking for... Yep. They're looking... Yep. And then they look at me and they go, well, you did it. And I'm like, what?
Well,
I'm a different story.
Yes.
I'm on the commercial break.
Right. Exactly.
There's a lot of, you know, people kind of roll out the red carpet for me.
Exactly.
My balls hang low and they swing to and fro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a different kind of guy. I've got a scrundle sack that people like. Do you know what I'm saying? You getting what I'm coming from, Hogan?
I'm getting where
I am like the luckiest man in the world. I have fallen upward all my entire adult life and I continue to do so. Yes. I'm surprised I have children that have all 4 arms. With all the drugs I did, I'm surprised they didn't come out with scales and a tail. Like, hey, Dad, it's from all the MDMA. The ayahuasca. It was great for your sperm count. Okay.
You're doing a great job.
So, thank you. So, I tell these people, I say, hey, listen, you can't be a 4 looking for a 12.
No.
You can't be 49 years old looking for a 19-year-old swimsuit model.
Right.
You can't be 52 years old spending most of your adult life watching college football and drinking Jägermeister and then expect that some 22-year-old co-ed who's about to be in med school is going to love you for who you are. No, right. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
That's not how life works. Sometimes we get a little lucky and we find a Venezuelan friend who's beautiful and attractive and happens to be blind as a bat, I guess. I'm not really sure. But most of the time, we need to swim in our own pool. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. Ed says to this girl at one point in the night, he goes, you know what? Age is just a number. And you know what her immediate response is? I don't think that's correct. I actually don't believe in that.
Yeah.
He should have taken all the signs. And she's right about that. Age is just a number sometimes, right. But not all the time, right? Mm-mm. And so I say to my dear friend, Ed, if you're listening, and I know you are, Ed, swim in your own pool, bud. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
There are plenty of girls out there who probably find you very attractive and are ready to rock, right? Mm-hmm. They're ready to take that neck for a ride. I mean, I'm serious. But you got to swim in your own pool. Yeah. You got to start thinking a little bit more logically about this. Mm-hmm. The 28-year-old waitress who's smoking, you know, smoke show is not going to date Ed no matter what television show you're on.
Yeah.
And you also have to take into account there's the television show factor, right? You got to kind of figure out a way to suss that out a little bit.
I don't think I'd be able to date somebody that was on a TV show.
I don't think I'd be able to date somebody who was on 90 Day Fiancé.
Well, definitely not
because
90 Day Fiancé.
They only showcase train wrecks.
Right.
That's it. Hey, everybody. I want to thank DBS Alliance for coming on board as a new sponsor for the commercial break. If you've listened to the commercial break for any period of time, then you know I am unabashed about telling stories regarding my life. One of the things I've mentioned in the past is that my mother has struggled with mental illness her entire adult life. It led to some tough times in my household when I was a teenager, and I certainly wish it had been less stigmatized then than it is now. It's 2021, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, because 1 in 5 American adults may have mental illness. That's about 21 million of us. You shouldn't be ashamed to reach out and ask for help. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the United States in all age groups, and it can be prevented. Speaking up and asking for help does prevent suicides. And DBS is providing free support groups, wellness tools, and inspirational stories to guide you on your path to holistic mental health wellness. This is what you can do. You can go to dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. That's dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. To learn more about how you can start conversations about mental health and suicide awareness in your community. This is an important conversation, and it always has been. And when speaking up and reaching out for help saves lives, it's important to do so. dbsalliance.org/suicide-prevention. We want to thank DBS Alliance for coming on board as a sponsor and giving these free tools as an important conversation starter. Hey, everybody, I wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by our brand new sponsors, Fume. F-U-M, Fume. I wish Fume was around when I was trying to kick the habit a number of years ago. I smoked for so many damn years, it's not even funny. And when I was done, when I knew I was done, I really tried very hard to quit, but it took a very long time. I tried the patches, I tried the nicotine gum, I tried everything. I wish Fume was around. What is Fume, F-U-M? Let me explain. It is a handcrafted wooden inhaler. You stick a plant-infused core, it's got some all-natural oils in that core, into the inhaler, and then you take a drag. You take a pull off of it, just as you would a cigarette or a vape, and you get almost the same sensation that you would when you were smoking a cigarette or you were vaping. It's quite freaky, actually, how close to the real deal this is. And it's all natural, so you don't have to worry about toxic chemicals or nicotine going into your body. There is absolutely no fire, no smoke, no water vapor, no incendiary device, nada. It doesn't fire at all. It is just air running through the core, into your throat, down into your lungs. It gives you the same sensation, but with the benefits of all natural plant oils. Here's what you can do. You can go to www.breathefume.com. That's breathefume.com/TCB and use the code TCB for 10% off your order today. Go to the website, you take a quiz, it takes less than 30 seconds, and they're going to tell you which plants are best for you or which plants you desire. It's a great website. It takes just a few seconds to figure out what you need, and then they send it directly to you. This is an all-natural way to quit smoking. This is an all-natural way for vape cessation. I swear, it's just like the real deal. Give it a try. TCB listeners can go to breathefume.com/TCB and use the code TCB for 10% off. It supports our sponsors. It supports the show. It's all natural. Go check out that website, breathefume.com/TCB, and make sure to use the code TCB. Tell them TCB sent you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Thanks, Fume. www.tcbpodcast.com is where you go. You find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, watch all the video, listen to all the audio, and you can connect with us on YouTube and Instagram, and we hope that you do. At The Commercial Break on Instagram is where you find content you can find nowhere else, and youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak is where you can watch all of our videos. And we would appreciate it if you would subscribe to the channel, comment, and like on the videos. And, okay, oh, I wanted to tell people about this. I'm really excited about this. You ready?
Yes.
So Chrissy and I are going to be at Memfo coming up in about a month or a little less than a month. That's October 1st through the 3rd of 2021, in case you're listening to this far off in the future. We're going to be at Memfo Fest. We've been asked to be the exclusive podcast provider for Memfo Fest. Am I framing that correctly?
Yeah,
it's
sure.
More like we begged to go to Memfo Fest.
Right, exactly.
And they gave us some free tickets and said, good luck, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you need? A plug?
We're going to put you, yeah. Okay. We're going to put you behind the porty potties. Catch us behind the porta potties. If you're in one of the shitters hovering over the toilet seat,
come say hello.
Trying to piss at the end of the night, and you hear, "Best you!" That's because we're piping the commercial break directly into the party potties. The Santa Johns are full of the commercial break.
Yes.
This shitter brought to you by the commercial break. This Porta John cleaned by the commercial break.
Yes.
Okay.
I love
that. So Menfo 2021, we've partnered with Menfo and with CastBox, our good dear friends at CastBox, who are a wonderful podcast provider that you can listen to our podcast like Spotify or Apple or anything. You can listen on CastBox. But that's not the point. We decided that a lot of people commenting and sending us emails and stuff like that have asked for swag, and we said we would give it to them, right? So what we have decided to do is we've decided to put together a series of bumper stickers. Stickers, not bumper stickers necessarily, but stickers, you know, bigger, three-inch by four-inch type stickers. Those stickers, we are going to do a new one every month or two in limited runs. So we'll put a couple hundred together of each one of them. The first stickers are going to be Memfo related. The first two stickers will be Memfo related, and there's only one of two ways that you can get one. You can meet us at Memfo on October 1st through the 3rd. Go to memfofest.com for your tickets. Let us know you're going to be there, and we'll tell you where to find us.
Just go to the bathroom at Memfo.
Yeah, just go to the shitter. Just look for Brian and Chrissy standing outside going, "Was it clean?" We're going to be doing man on the shitter interviews. We're going to be in that little hole on the top where the poop stink comes out. We're going to be like, "Hello, I'm from the commercial break. I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about your experience here at Memfo." They've asked us to do shitter surveys at the
exactly.
It probably sounds about right. So there's only two ways to get one of these stickers, of one of the first two Memfo stickers. And that is that you can meet us at Memfo. Or number two, you can leave a review on Apple or CastBox or whichever podcast provider that you choose. You can leave a review and send us a snapshot to 661-BEST-2-YO. That's best, the number two, Y-O. It's really best to you, but we realize that it's too many letters. And if you guys can't figure that out, we decided to shorten it to best-2-YO. So best the word, the number
best
two,
yo.
Yo! Best-2-YO. Text us an image of that review or that comment or that, you know, whatever it is, that rating that you gave us, or you can email us through the website, and make sure you send your address to us also, and we will send you one of those limited edition stickers. Mm-hmm. Additionally, our sponsors, the people who leave us, who give us money to basically run their commercials here, if you buy one of their services or products and you send us a receipt or a picture of you with that service or product, using that service or product, we will also send you a sticker. These are collectible. We're going to do them short-term
break
runs.
Break out the sticker books.
Break out the stickers. This is going to be, these are going to be worth more than my Dick Tracy collection.
That's right.
Mark my words. Bitcoin has nothing on the commercial break sticker game. But that's how it works. You leave a rating, a review, or a comment. You can do that on our YouTube page also. You send a snapshot, best to yo, or you can email us info@tcbpodcast.com. Make sure you send a picture of what you're doing, and or you can, or I'll give you one more chance. Leave us a voice message on 661-BEST-2-YO. That's 661-BEST-2-YO. If you leave us a voice message with the phrase best to you in it, make sure you leave your name and your address, and we will send you a sticker. They're limited edition. You want to collect all of them. I think it's a really cool thing that we could do to just kind of like, you know, raise up engagement, give you something in return, and, you know, the
it's a good-looking sticker.
It's a great-looking sticker. The first two are kick-ass. The first two stickers are kick-ass, and we'll keep them coming every month or two. When we run out of the run of one, we'll start on another one, and that's how it'll go, and we'll just keep it going forever and ever. Amen. I don't know why the ratings and reviews matter, but they do. They give us additional visibility on some of these platforms, which gives us more listeners, which allows the sponsors to buy more airtime from us, which then allows us to do more and more programming. We could do three shows a week. Who knows, at some point, right? Yeah. And so it's just kind of a ball. We've been experiencing some great growth and success, and thank you to everyone out there.
It's a ball we've been kicking around.
We have been we've been kicking it up the hill, and it's been coming back down. And then we've been kicking it down the hill, and it's been coming back up. It's just, you know, it's just podcasting. You have to kind of work with it. Yes. But the success, really, we've experienced great growth since we started the show. And this is our way to give back to those of you who are frequenting our sponsors or helping us out with the ratings and reviews. So please do that. Make sure you send a snapshot to 661-BEST-2-YO or info@tcbpodcast.com. You'll get that sticker. Thank you to CastBox. Thank you to Memfo. And we'll be going live on Fire Fireside from Memfo. So make sure you join Fireside Chat. Download it for iOS. Okay, let's get on to the show. No one wants to hear me talk about it.
Yes, woo.
Okay, here it is. I'm going to move your microphone just a little bit closer because I'm getting a little bit of echo.
Okay.
There you go. Better. Okay. We got these new microphone stands here.
They
look at these.
Beautiful.
Beautiful for my birthday.
Yes.
I got these two gators. They're called gators.
Mm-hmm.
They're framework. They're made by Frameworks. And they're the kind that Joe Rogan uses. So they're in demand because everyone wants the kind that Joe Rogan uses. Why are they good? Because they don't make noise when you move them. Like they don't make that, that springy noise.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't know because Joe Rogan uses it. Who knows? Everyone wants what Joe Rogan uses. I was going to get the microphones too, but I like the way these microphones sound actually.
Too.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I do.
How's that?
Okay.
Is that good?
Good?
You're good? You feel good about that position?
I'm feeling good.
You feel good about that position, Hoban?
Feeling good.
I feel good about that position too. It's just right under your chin.
Yeah.
Right under your chin, right there.
It is.
Sorry, Jeff. It was too easy. She set it up. I had to knock it down. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes Jeff wants to kill me. It's episodes like these.
Jeff's okay with it.
A couple of months ago, I promised, a couple of shows ago, I promised that when I finally got a hold of any 33P material, the band that I was a singer in when I was 15, 16 years old, or any Chopper Johnson material. 33 Willie or Chopper Johnson material that we've been talking about since this show started.
Yeah, pretty much.
That I would play it here on air as comeuppance, as fair game. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, as they say.
Yes,
it was only right that I play. If I'm going to make fun of everybody else, it's only right that we make fun of me.
True.
Right?
True.
Okay. So the day
it has
come.
Surfaced?
The day has come. As much as I tried to.
Did you pull this out of a box or did somebody give it to you?
I did not pull this out of a box. Someone sent this to me.
An old bandmate
sent this to me. I actually knew that someone had a copy and I reached out.
Okay.
Praying that they didn't actually have the copy. But knowing that in good faith, I had to make the effort, right? I figured if I emailed and nothing happened, that I would never play.
You're out of it.
That's right. Uh-huh. 33P would be buried forever. I'd just stop talking about it and people would, it'd be a joke. People were like, was he really in a band? Right. With few, if any, people ever remembering the 33 Willie even existed, this guy being one of them. Well, I was shit out of luck that day because he's like, I sure do, MP3.
I've been waiting.
You want that Dropbox? How do you want that? Hard copy, Dropbox, Google Drive, Zuma, tell me how you want it.
You the want FedEx Men's.
Yeah, you want me to, FedEx Men's? You want me to come deliver, hand deliver that to you? You want me to start my own podcast called 33P? And I'll play it, then you can re-record it? How do you want that? So I knew that the cat was out of the box.
Okay.
I knew I would not be able to avoid it for much longer. And this over this last long holiday weekend, it arrived. And I feel it only fair that I have to play it.
Wow, the moment has come.
But before we do, I think we should make fun of other people first.
Okay.
Stick with us. Well, you'll hear some 33P before the end of the show. And it's going to be the episode. If you remember the episode where I talked about, a couple episodes where I talked about we played live from what I called a retirement home.
Right.
Where everyone was sitting around and we were in front of a fireplace and people were like, left the room because they were like, this is a house party, man. You stop screaming in my ear. Dying of the deed. You were about to hear how close to the truth this my story was.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
But first I wanted to say a few things.
Okay.
At first. I'm going to throw you way back in the way back machine of the commercial break.
Beep, 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 boop.
We're going to go back to episode number 2 or 3.
Ooh, digging deep.
Tell me if you remember this.
Dean Bodie Show.
It's the Dean Bodie Show.
I absolutely remember.
I stumbled upon a guy named Dean Bodie, who was doing 2 podcasts a day for like a year on end. Not 1 podcast, 2 podcasts a day. And he calls it the Dean Bodie Show because his name is Dean and the dog's name is Bodie. Bodie is apparently 112 years old.
Right.
And living on this, you know, in some studio somewhere in East Cobb or wherever they are. Right. And Dean Bodie, it was the most amazing thing to me because Dean would sing songy through the entire podcast. Mm-hmm. It's like 15 or 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
And he'd want to sing about, I don't know, what the camera, you know? Ah, the camera, welcome to the camera, all the little cameras back. Ah. Right? He'd do this whole sing-songy thing through the whole thing. And it became kind of like idiot savant material for me to listen to. Mm-hmm. I was watching Dean Bodie. At one point, I was like religiously watching both episodes of Dean Bodie because Dean would, I mean, he was the consummate entertainer, to whom I'm not really sure, to the dog, I think, right?
Right.
But the way that he opened the show was this. Dean Bodie Show at DeanBodie.com. He was just like going off about this. Dean surfaced. Okay, so now that's episode number 2 or 3. And then 100 episodes later, Dean surfaced.
He's been following us.
He started commenting on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
And I was like, look at that. Dean Bodie still kicking, still doing his thing.
Yeah.
Still doing a couple episodes a day. Still got the dog. Still Dean Bodie at the DeanBodie.com.
Good to know.
I really felt good about this because I was sure. Yeah. You know, the statistic is that most podcasters die after episode number 7. Well, Dean was already on an episode number 100 by week number 2 because he's doing 7 of these a day, right? So I was like, I'm pretty sure Dean's going to just go, he's going to peter out at some point, right?
Yeah.
He did not. He continues to do these daily episodes with his dog.
Wow.
Is that not amazing?
That's commitment. Yeah. Yes.
I wanted to shout out to Dean Bodie.
Absolutely.
Because it's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but go check it out. You have to check it out. It's like, it is a testament to human perseverance and attitude. And I don't know. You know, those
never matter.
You know, those guys that like walk up Everest without oxygen or
right,
yeah. Dudes who do the high lining across the Grand Canyon a mile up in the air. And you're like, wow, man, that's really ballsy. Like, I would never do that. That would never be my thing of choice. Good for them. I would never choose to do 2 podcast episodes a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I do 2 podcast episodes a week under duress. Under duress. But I wanted to say hello to Dean Bodie.
Yes.
Because
hi, Dean Bodie.
He's been such a cheerleader of the show. He was back then. He just popped up out of nowhere again. And I just want to say, Dean, he's milk toast. He is so nice. He is the complete opposite of the commercial break. Like, we are rowdy and stupid and opinionated. And Dean is just a nice fucking guy who's
even
out there.
Keeled.
Yeah, even keel, talking, mm-hmm. telling stories about his life. You know, he goes to the CVS. It's a half hour episode on the Dean Bodie Show. And on the
Dean Bodie Show.
And I just wanted to say hello to Dean. Dean, we love you.
We do.
And we hope you're doing well. And congratulations on all the success. I think he's like 286 episodes in or something like that. Okay.
Okay.
One additional thing I wanted to get to before.
Are you stalling?
I am stalling.
You're totally
Are you
stalling.
Noticing? Are you noticing?
Yes.
I'm pulling your, we're getting a little microphone trouble. I'm pulling. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I know that's covering your face kind of. Here, hold on.
We're still figuring out the microphone.
We're still figuring out the microphone. Here,
yep,
there you go.
There.
Okay. All right. Is that good?
Yes.
You feel good about that?
Good.
I feel good about that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Right below your chin now. Right
like
below your chin. Looks like the whole thing's connected.
It does.
I'm framing myself. You got to check this out at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. We're trying to figure out how we work the microphone stands that they're not in our face. There you go.
There.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yes,
look at
yes,
you.
Yes.
You're
okay.
good.
Back.
Okay. I guess I'm going to have to do this.
Yeah, no
I'm
more stalling,
so nervous
Ryan.
About this.
I know. Well,
okay.
It's just the time has come.
Here's the story.
You're a good man, a big man.
I'm a big man.
For doing this.
I'm a man of my word.
You're
I don't want anyone to say that I didn't do this because I did do this. This may be the first and last time this ever gets played on the commercial break, and who knows how long this episode stays out there. I'm just going to put that out there.
To be brief.
Here's the deal. I'm 15 years old. And I start a band with a couple of friends of mine, Dan and Mike. I won't give away their last names in case they don't want to be heard.
Yeah.
Dan is an incredibly talented, like an idiot savant type musician. He can play multiple instruments extraordinarily well. He's such a great technical musician. And he is the lead guitarist and or the bassist of our band. And then there's Mike, who is a drummer, a self-taught drummer, and he's very good himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is me. And I am playing guitar, and I am singing, and I am writing the songs.
Oh, okay.
To the band that we named 33 Will. <Yeah. laughs> So bad. At one point, we got asked to go. I think this is actually our first show. We got asked to go and play a house party. We had been practicing in Dan's attic for like a year and making up these horrible, horrible songs that you're about to hear. And at one point, we got asked to play a house party. Somebody that Dan knew was having a house party. Their parents were out of town. It's like a Saturday afternoon at like 11:15 in the afternoon. I mean, it was like, it was like totally not conducive to this music. I'm not saying this is going to make any of the music any better if it was at night, but I'm trying to give myself some excuse. It's like 11:15 in the afternoon. We're playing in someone's living room. We've moved all the furniture mainly out of the way. So now it's circling the room. And people are sitting on couches. Well, a person is sitting on a couch. And we're playing in front of a fireplace in someone's pedestrian house.
Okay.
In north of Atlanta. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
Here is how this is. The CD covers from the beginning until the end of the concert. Now, I don't have the time to play all of it, so no. I've got to be choosy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, so let's just start. This is the beginning. This is us getting warmed up.
I like it.
It's a little mood music.
I can hear a little twinge of like a Pearl Jammy thing.
Oh, yeah. There's a Pearl Jammy thing going on. Oh, my God. Tuning up the instruments, getting ready. Yeah, you got to prepare properly. You want to make sure.
Got to be sure everything's in tune.
It's like when Fish does a jam, right, and they're like, you know, exactly. they're in between jams.
Exactly.
They're transitioning. Yeah.
You started with the transition.
We end with the transition. It's like starting the sentence with and ending it with a preposition.
You're getting going.
This is so bad. This is the 26-minute intro.
Well,
we're just so scared. If we just keep twanging around, eventually a song will come out. We don't have to play the ones we wrote. We're already 5 minutes in. We haven't even played a song. No wonder people left. They were like, who are these guys tuning their instruments?
Call me when they're done. Yeah.
You guys should have taken care of that outside or something.
Let's do a sunny side up.
Sunny side up.
Sunny side up. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to go hide in the corner while you listen. This is so bad.
It's probably not that bad.
Totally. It's that bad. It's that bad. It's so bad. I'm so embarrassed. Okay, all right. Oh, my God.
Okay. Nice.
There's the only talented musician in the group playing the bass line.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, we should have kept it like that. It should have been the whole song. You just keep on going, man.
It's all you.
Mike and I are heading. We're going to go upstairs and smoke a cigarette. We'll be back when the important part starts. I think there's another guitarist. I don't know who he is. It's very Doors-ish.
Yeah, it is.
Oh. Very moody. This is the end of your musical career, my friend. This is perfect for 11:15 on a Saturday afternoon.
You know. I'm gonna bring things down a bit.
Let me bring it so far down you can't hear me singing.
Yeah, I'm picturing.
Yeah, with all the drugs I'm taking.
Nice. Well, you kicked it up a notch.
Oh, man. We're at like a 13. The party's at like a 1. Oh, back down. Get moody again.
Yeah.
If you notice there, I started singing way before I was supposed to. I'm 15. Give me a break.
Yeah, I am. I mean, good for you to try.
Thanks, Hodley. I appreciate that.
You know, I mean, everybody's got to start somewhere.
This is where we started. And the podcast is where we ended. Listen to my voice. I sound like Scott Stapp from Creed. Shut it right up! Shut it right up! I mean, the bass line is good, I think.
It is.
At least that.
Yeah.
Again, we're going to give it up to Dan.
Drummer's got the beat going.
No, Mike's good. Mike's a good, solid drummer.
Yeah.
What am I making breakfast? This is my heavy metal song about Waffle House.
You've always had a love for Waffle House.
I never stop.
Oh yeah, take it back down.
Oh yeah, guitar solo.
Is that you?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if this is me, if there's someone else. Because we had a second guitarist sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that guy is with us or not.
Okay.
Sounds like me. Sounds pretty bad. By the way, this is the same talentless guitar playing that I impressed Astrid's parents with. Right. Also, my singing voice. Shutting that up! Shutting that up!
Well, in fairness, it was like a time when there was a lot of, angst and screaming and grunge was kind of,
If I'm 15,
around.
This is 1991. This is just when Pearl Jam and Nirvana have come out. I mean, not even. Yeah, I don't even think some of these albums had even been out.
Like Alice in Chains.
Yeah, all that stuff. And we are just channeling that energy is what we are.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd is really responding to us by walking out the door.
You're wearing your Doc Martens.
I was. Same Doc Martens I was wearing at 22 with the fish concert.
Did you have a chain? Like with the...
Oh, I did. And not a small chain.
Right.
A long chain, like down below my knee. And not a real chain either. The kind that gets wet and it starts peeling. Because I'm 15 and I can't order it.
Right.
I can afford a Fender Stratocaster, but I can't get a pair of shoes. Clean underwear or a chain that works. But sunny side up!
Sunny side up!
Oh, it's so bad.
Well, don't be too hard on yourself.
You know, sometimes like people, they like meditate to their former self. You know what I'm saying? They believe in the string theory and multiple universes and time is just a dilation and you can talk to your younger self.
Okay.
I just keep telling my younger self, you're eventually behind a microphone. Right. You're not much better at that either, but at least you're not screaming. Sunday, sign up! And where are these lyrics coming from? Talking about all the drugs I'm taking.
Oh, well.
Oh, man. I bet I have the lyrics somewhere in one of these lyric books. There's 22 songs in here, folks. So there will be another episode of this, and I will try and get out the lyrics.
You were
lyric
like
book.
A season of 21 Jump Street.
I was. Well, a couple of them are cover tunes.
Oh, right.
We actually do The End, I think, by The Doors.
Oh, okay. That
and
makes
we
sense.
Do in the, Killing in the Name Of by Rage Against the Machine. Mm-hmm. Which is a song that like it just come out. So this must be 1992, actually, probably.
Okay. Here we go now.
Here we go now. I'm channeling my inner Anthony Kiedis. Here we go now. All three of the notes we're playing sound really good.
What the rest of the song says, I've only heard Sunny Side Up.
Well, you can't hear me because I'm not actually singing the microphone.
No.
This is the thing that I remember doing. I was, this is, by the way, it's just.
Oh,
Can you imagine being at like an afternoon brunch house party? And this is what's coming at
no
you?
No one was brunching, let's be real.
No, everybody, they were doing keg stands in the back.
Yeah,
smoking pot, yeah, just trying to chill out.
Parents are out, you take advantage what time of the day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's correct. All these guys were hoping like Widespread Part 2 was walking right in the door, and they got Creed. 5 years before Creed was a thing. They're like, wow, that's a really bad impression of Eddie Vedder.
Well, you couldn't get any better, so you got you, 33
you,
Willie.
You couldn't get any better or any better, so yeah, there you go. Hey, we paid inside the budget, which was $0 and 0 cents. I don't even think we got free beer at that point. Anyway.
You just needed the experience.
Oh, we got plenty of experience. But I remember a thing that I did.
I want the one where you fell off the stage.
Oh, yeah. I think my music, I think my singing got a little less like imitative. Like I wasn't trying to imitate somebody. Here, clearly, what I'm doing is I'm trying to imitate a bunch of different singers of the time.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not using my own voice. Not that my own voice was that much better. I was not a great singer in any stretch of the imagination. But what I've noticed about some of these old recordings, I have a habit of moving away from the microphone because I think I'm scared of being heard.
Scary.
Right? It's scary.
Yeah.
But then when I get loud, I'm like, okay, well, I might as well just scream at this point.
Just kick it in.
Sunny side up!
Yeah.
I like my eggs and sunny side up!
Here we go now.
Covered in smothered! Extra bacon! Cream in the coffee! The fuck am I thinking?
What were some of the other names of your songs?
Do you remember? I've got them right here. Slide. Here's one called Slide.
Slide.
I think the Goo Goo Dolls then stole our song. Remember that? Why don't you slide?
I don't think it was
That was slide. It. Why don't you slide? That was it.
It was
most definitely.
I think it was called Smile.
No, Slide.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like, why don't you slide?
Dun, 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 dun,
remember the Goo Goo Dolls?
Oh, yeah.
They were like a hardcore Goo-goo punk band that turned into like, you know, the Goo Goo. Goo Goo. Goo 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 Goo. Why don't you slide? What other songs did they sing?
Uh-huh.
God, I can't remember.
Yeah,
they were bad. It was bad. We all sang their songs back then, but it's bad.
Everywhere.
Yeah, you don't hear those songs on the radio anymore. Okay, this is by 33 Willie. Before we were known as 33 Willie, we were known as Slowhead. That was the name of the band. Slowhead, make up your own interpretation of that one.
Yeah.
Yes. 15-year-old boys. Danny, 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 Dean Bodie Show. Slowhead.
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 Oh, my God.
So bad. It's so cringeworthy.
So 33 Willie,
Slowhead, and
Chopper Johnson.
I don't
all
think
all have references to penises.
I just want to say this. I don't think Slowhead was my idea. I don't know whose it was, but it wasn't mine. I would have never named my band Slowhead. 33 Willie was a much better name.
Was this the same band too, where you showed up and Tina dropped you off and you were?
That's Chopper Johnson.
That's Chopper Johnson.
Yeah. That's the act. Like this is my teen. This is a teenage band, right? This is a high school band.
Right.
We're doing this thinking that we're going to be famous. Yeah. Obviously, the talent is not there yet. I don't know where the talent scouts were. Clearly. I mean,
you were still developing.
Yeah.
In many ways.
Puberty, yes, basically, exactly. Was how we were developing. I still wait for my balls to drop. Somebody sign up! I just can't get over how bad that is. This is my teenage band. But then in my early 20s, mm-hmm. I joined a band called Chop that I affectionately named at some point Chopper Johnson. We named Chopper Johnson.
Right.
At some point. Chopper Johnson was a more adult band. They were... I don't even know what that means.
Meaning you were adults in it?
Meaning we had to do porn to save pay the bills? I don't know. I think we played at a strip club once. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
Meaning they were older than I was.
Ooh. It was a more mature band.
Yes, and they had recorded albums. Uh-huh. They were like, and they had the same, their manager was the touring manager for Rush.
Wow.
So their band manager was the touring manager for Rush.
I mean, that's big.
They were going places until I showed up. They were well on their way.
And then he joined.
I came and took a hammer to the
torpedo
track. Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to change the name to Chopper Johnson.
That's right.
And I'm going to sing. And we're going to really take off.
Have you guys ever heard of 33P? No? Let me play you one of our classics. Sunny side up! Sunny side up! Oh my! Listen to the cheers. Listen to the crowd. Not one person. Not one person clapped. Not one fucking person said anything. They were all like, "Wow,
okay.
I guess we should come back later." What time do you say your parents get home? 7. Can we come back around 6? Will these guys still be here? Oh my god, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. I don't know if I'm laughing because I'm embarrassed. This was
yeah.
So when I knocked
years
on that
ago,
when I knocked on that
if
door,
you did this last week. Then you could be embarrassed.
I couldn't have done this last week. Imagine in a little record label had picked us up. You know what I would be? I would be like puddle of mud. That's what I would be like. I would be like that Wes Scantlin guy running around drunk and high on heroin trying to explain my music. And people would
see,
say,
what Sunny's out of
yeah, yeah, people would say, don't worry, everything old comes new again. Not for some people. I don't see the Goo Goo Dolls running around with a farewell tour. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't work that way for some people. I don't want to be running the, you know, Boys to Men, What's Left of NSYNC, and 33P. What is that music compilation? Time Life Music Collection presents the best of 33P. Enjoy all the old classics like Sunny Side Up. And slide. You can only find this collection exclusively on Time Life
Order Music.
I would
love to see a VH1 Behind the Music with 33B.
I'd like to see any of us survive 50 years old.
I'm picturing you in like a stool. You know, y'all are all kind of hanging out. There's a black curtain behind
picturing
you.
Picturing stool is about right for 33P. We also were playing behind the porta potties at this particular party. Not one person clapped.
Tough crowd.
Yeah, tough crowd. Tough crowd. A crowd insinuates that there were more than one person listening. That didn't happen. So to get back to the story, when I showed up with Tina, I answered a personal, like not a personal ad, but an ad in like the Creative Loafing, a local alternative looking for singer, mm-hmm. You know, band with whatever, you know, album looking for singer. And so that's when I showed up at the door. Tina dropped me off and the guy was like, yeah, here, take these songs and call us back in a week with some ideas. And I was like, I don't have a car or a phone, but I still have my Blue Doc Martens from 33P. Oh. You want to listen to Slide? Why not? Why not?
Oh, yeah, we're
in it now.
Yeah. I heard a woo.
I think that was us. I think that was me.
Maybe it was the dog.
It was Mike. It was Scoot. Yeah, his name was Scoot. We called him Scooter. We called him Scooter. Scooter. It was the dog. Arr! Arr! Arr!
Thank you.
Hey, Mike's drumming pretty good here. Yeah, he's getting going. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but Mike's going. I'm sure I'm going to come in and ruin the song at any moment. Yep, there I am. Remember Rob Zombie?
This is kind of Metallica, yeah.
Remember White Zombie?
Yes, White Zombie.
I sound like the guy from White Zombie. Yeah. Why am I trying to emulate the guy from White Zombie?
Oh, he was successful.
Was it White Zombie? Yeah, it was White Zombie. Was, no, was. Not White Zombie. Wasn't White Zombie was with... Oh, that was the Cranberries. Never mind. Never mind.
You seem like you're getting more confident.
Yeah, or drunk. One of the two, I'm not sure. Well, I'm getting more confident because I realize no one's listening.
Because you are getting drunk.
Yeah, I realize no one's listening. Okay. At this point, there's no one in the crowd. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm playing to nobody. Yeah. Just like when we're playing in the attic. Yeah. I think I've been disarmed by the fact that there is no one there.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of treating it now like band practice, right? Yeah. And at band practice, we can be as bad as we want to be.
Right.
And it shows.
Never tell me something. What you looking for?
What you looking for? To be fair to those of you who were not born or around in the 90s, there was much worse music than this that was playing on the radio.
Yeah.
Not the singing, but the actual music part. I just want to let you know that.
What?
This is Dan slapping on the bass. He's had plenty of practice at home. There's some comic relief, but hey, I'm Brian. I'll be here at Chuckles Laugh Factory all weekend long. Wow, what witty banter, Brian. It's Jim Morrison-esque.
It is. Has Astrid heard this?
7 miles. Has Astrid? No, she has not. This will be the first time. I'm praying this is one of those episodes she won't listen all the way through.
I'm Brian.
In case anyone's listening. I'm Brian, in case you're taking pictures for some magazine. Okay.
B-R-Y.
I'm Brian, and... like I'm introducing myself to people. Like, I'm Brian, nice to meet you. People are like, dude, enough. I thought Dave's parents were gone and we were going to get hammered. I was going to French kiss my girlfriend. Instead, I got to listen to this shit. You're blocking the stairway. I can't even get to the bedrooms. Fuck, man. I shouldn't have taken that LSD. Slow head is killing me. The guitar's ripping into me like a million knives. What's surprising to me that I didn't remember is exactly how hard the band is. Like, where it's hard rock.
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was more like a little more gentle.
Gentle.
Oh, it just cut out there. I don't know why it just cut out there. But anyway, it cut out there. Listen, you get the...
Yeah, well, good job. That was tough, I know.
Yeah, it's tough. But. And there's plenty more. There's additional 18 songs, ooh, and we will get into it. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to let you know that not to be outdone or not to... I don't want anyone to think that I'm not a good sport about this. So what I do want to let you know is that our friend Will, remember we had him on the show Big a couple weeks ago? Big Will the Champ. After we got done with that episode, he heard our episode about bad singers. Uh-huh. And he said, hey, I've done a couple rap things and I've done a couple of R&B tunes.
Yeah.
If you'd like to hear.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you the weirdest thing about our Instagram, and I don't know who this guy is, but some famous musician on our episode where we were the Yaman episode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He put on our Instagram like fire vibes, like the fire, and then he put vibes. Did you see that?
No.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then I looked at his Instagram. He's like an award-winning musician. And at first I thought, is this maybe the guy? Is this maybe the guy? Yeah. Did he like find, you know, does he have like some Google alert on him or something,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
But I don't know. I have to get to the bottom of it. I can only hope that he actually turned into some kind of famous musician.
Yes,
wouldn't
absolutely.
That be Schadenfreude? And I'd be happy to have him on the program if that's the case.
Yeah.
So Big Will the Champ has given us permission to listen to some of the music.
You,
now
Big
you're
Will.
Going to hear what a real musician, a real singer sounds like. Because this guy is good.
He's a jack
good.
Wow.
I'm telling you what,
is
you're going to enjoy
he
this.
Can't do?
No. He's a professional leader. He's a reality show star. He's an actor.
Artist.
Musician. Yeah. Artist. The guy can't do anything.
I know.
I mean, he can do everything.
Yeah.
But he wants to come on the commercial break. I'll take it.
Yes.
We like Will. Will's a super fan. Will's part of our Scrundle Sack Pack. He's part of our Sack Pack. He's also a big boy. He's like, I don't know, what'd he say, 350 or something like that? He's a big boy. So I can see how he'd be. You'd think that the professional eaters were all big boys, but that's not the truth. Some of them are very, very skinny.
No.
But Will, you can tell, he's ready to
tackle
that food. I've actually watched a lot of his videos. He's highly entertaining, actually. I like the guy. So
I do too.
We appreciate him being a big fan of the commercial break, and we appreciate you listening to the commercial break.
Best to you.
And best to you. Okay, so hold on. Now I want to make sure that I repeat this. If you'd like to get a limited edition TCB sticker, this is what you got to do. You got to comment, like, subscribe, or review on any of the podcast platforms or youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you do that and you send us a screenshot of that to info@tcbpodcast.com, that's info@tcbpodcast.com, or 661 best to yo, BEST, the number 2, yo, YO. If you send us a text message, a screenshot, or you leave us a voicemail with the phrase best to you, we will send you a limited edition sticker. They're numbered. So we're going to do a series run. So 1 and 2 are here. They have to do with the Memfo Fest, where we'll be October 1st through the 3rd. You can also get a sticker there if you happen to be at Memfo Fest. Go to memfofest.com for there's limited tickets available, guys. So go see if you figure out if you can get some tickets.
Yeah, they just sold out Friday.
Friday and Sunday. Friday and Sunday are sold out. That's what Jeff told me.
No, Sunday's got a few left.
Oh, okay. I thought he said Friday
and
Sunday.
Friday and Saturday, but then there are 3 days left. But anyway.
Go find out. Yeah. Go to memfofest.com. Go find out. Go to tcbpodcast.com. It's where you can find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. Watch all the videos. Listen to all the audio. youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. @thecommercialbreak on Instagram. And remember, if you take a picture with you have a receipt, a product or a service that you've used that have been sponsors on our show. In other words, BetterHelp.com is one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. HelloFresh has been one of our sponsors. Magic Spoon has been one of our sponsors. If you send a picture with you of those products or services, that's another way to get a limited edition collectible sticker from TCB. We'll be making a new one every month or two. The first two are Menfo, TCB Menfo stickers, and they're beautiful. They're so fucking cool. I can't wait. We'll put them up here once we get them. But that's the way you get the stickers. Collect all of them. That's the goal, because I collected the Dick Tracy stuff, and look at me.
Yeah.
I don't have to work another day in my life.
Yeah, no. Whenever you need some extra cash. Yeah.
And when I say it, that's right. I just sell off some more McDonald's Dick Tracy cups.
You're set.
Collectible. Trust me, people are going to be pining after these TCB stickers after a while. It may take us a couple hundred stickers to get there, but eventually people are going to be like, this is a really cool idea. Okay, what else can we do?
I think that's
I've embarrassed myself thoroughly. Thank you for listening. We'll do more on 33P in a future episode.
Yeah.
As long as listen to Will the Champ. And we're going to have Oscar Aiden in here soon. Oh, Jeff nice. Dwoskin's coming on board.
Yeah.
We've got the Accidental Swingers coming in to tell us about Ooh. The swinging life. And I've got some special guests lined up. So stay tuned for more. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Yeah. Until next time, we must say bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Cano.
All right, that's pretty much the end of our set. If you guys want us to play a couple more songs, I'm sure we can do something else.